once knew as the planet Earth, is now a sacred sphere of a being that is home to the vast valleys and waters of Guzu, also known as the Divine Kingdom. It is said that the former planet faced total destruction, brought by the evils of greed and lack of empathy. This universal history makes Guzu arguably the most incredible reborn. With no doubt that the resurrection of one of the universe's offspring is a great victory, we can all attest to the philosophy, after every victory, there is always a test. After every victory, there is always a test. Many years into the new timeline, 1805 is to be the most eventful of all. The Divine Kingdom has been struck by the might of Hurricane Saba, probably the most devastating natural disaster that has ever hit Guzu. This event has surprised the Empire greatly. Even the notorious Bonamex, the one that sees the future, has failed the kingdom by not predicting this catastrophe. This is of course not sitting well with the head of the snake, the true ruler of Guzu, His Majesty King Gasa. The people of Guzu have always lived a very optimistic and spiritual life, governed by the strong powers of the royal regiment. Even though this is the case, Saba has left the survivors with an unforgettable experience. The deeper end of their fate has been put to the test, and it is now the ultimate mission of the surviving king to challenge fate and lead the kingdom into the light of restoration. To rebuild an incredible kingdom like Guzu, communication has to be an immense strength. One of the most noble and historical forms of communication in this world is umculo, music. The people use umculo to send praises to the gods. Through these vibrations of praise, the gods are able to secure powers to lead a universe of sanity and greatness. The universe is home to many kinds of force, good, evil, and the unexplained. All possess a notable capacity, Guzu. One of the heavy forces is fear, and the hurricane has left a great deal of it amongst the population. This is not good for the continuation of life on Guzu, as the Fogi, also known as the Ghost of Fear, feed through people's distress. One thing Fogi cannot resist is the might of the divine powers. Therefore, the role of the gods is undoubtedly an important one. King Gasa is known to be a flawless leader and a great believer in the power of umculo. He has an incredible history of using synthesizing artilleries to melt the enemy in times of war. He is indeed a chief commander in creating the spirit of harmony. His skills are imperative in the task of reaching to the gods, but he cannot achieve this without the people's most conscious phenomenon, washa, the burn from the inside. It is through this act of passion that the people truly get to stomp on the heavenly floors, generating vibrations so powerful they penetrate the vascular tunnels of the divine majesties. I have faith in the king. I have faith in that King Gasa and the people of Guzu will rebuild the divine kingdom. I also believe in the extension of our blessed hands and helping other offspring of the universe. I have created this album as an instrument of time. Are you willing to challenge the theory of realms to help the people of Guzu? Do you have enough ignition? Do you have enough courage to help restore this great kingdom? Do you have enough passion to join the act of rejoice? Do your feet possess enough spirit to stomp on the heavenly ground? If your answer is yes, wash up.